The women you can get easy, you don't want. The ones you want, you can't get. And then if you get them, you get a disease. The ones that are so easy to get, you wind up with a disease. It's like 2 days later, you're in a urologist. And you pray for the best case scenario. A urinary tract infection. Non-specific urinary tract infection. Whew, thank God. Non-specific VT, because if it's specific, you're in trouble. And it depends on how specific it is. You know, think about it. If a woman's going to sleep with you, have sex with you, just over a book rack, that means she's done it with others just as easily. And it's worse yet if she's from Holland. If she's from Holland and she's visiting, you have any idea? You want me to get? I mean, do you have any idea how many hours she sat in that airplane? She just got off the plane, and I don't want to get into the toiletry items, but it's horrible, the whole thought of it. If that Dutch slut is going to sleep with you because you're a good enough socialist and you hate Republicans well enough, that means that she did someone else not too long ago, maybe 8 hours ago in Holland, some garbage that, you know, that floated up out of the canals of Rotterdam. Don't you understand that? No, you don't get it. What you can have, you don't want. What you want, you can't have. And so the whole trick to life is not to want too much. And then it shall all not come to you. It'll go to someone else anyway. I love guys who never can meet a woman, and they would try to figure out how to do it. So they would say, well, you know, just lighten up, because women can sense when you really want them, they don't want you. They only want you when you don't want them. So then the guy would say, okay, I don't want him. And he'd walk around trying to pretend he doesn't want them. Meanwhile, his anxiety level went up even higher. And it, like a stench came off from where they really, ooh, like they could see you from 100 yards away. Oh, here comes a guy who's so horny, man. He's pretending he doesn't want us. And they would like cross the street like four corners into traffic to avoid this guy. Then the guys who really do have women, I'm talking about the sex maniac kind of guys who like score a lot. This is a phenomenal fact of life. You don't know about this stuff unless you're very, like, you got to be an older rogue lion to understand all of this. The guys who get girls easily usually have a lot of girls. And women, somehow, it's a strange phenomenon, can, I don't know, smell? I hate to say that. On an animal level, they sense it. Like, if a guy has a lot of girls, they know it, and then they want you. It's like, I don't know why. And it's something to do with animal stuff that has never been studied. But the guys who can't get a girl never can get a girl. In other words, it's a descending loss. It keeps getting worse. The guys who can't get a girl, no matter what they do, hair transplants, lip transplants, penis implants, new skin, no matter what, elevator shoes, new clothing, Versace, it doesn't matter. They're not going to get a girl. It does not matter. They won't get them. Then the other guy hasn't, you know, he doesn't have money or anything. He just got a sex appeal of some kind. And here's the whack out weird thing about sex appeal that takes a whole lifetime to figure out. Like when you hit 35, and, you know, you first see your gray hairs, and you're like, your stomach gets a little flabby no matter what you're doing, you think it's all over. No, that's when it's just beginning. Women don't like perfect guys. And the reason they don't like perfect guys is because they feel like they're, like, competing with them. If you're too perfect, they know you're vain. And if you're too vain, they don't want to compete with you. It's like a girlfriend. They don't want to fight with you. Girls would rather be with, like, a relaxed guy. Ha, 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 come here, babe. You know, basically, it's true. There's, like, a power thing with a guy who's relaxed. That's what a girl wants. Powerful, relaxed man. It don't matter if he's bald. What do you think? Because you're going to put in hair. And I'm nothing against Dr. Rossinelli. I'm sure you look better with the hair. But you're not going to get more women because you put in hair. It has nothing to do with that. It's something to do with hormones and... Anyway, you get the picture.